Cabinet has approved a merger of Ghana Water Company Limited and the Ghana Urban Water Company Limited. Workers of a Ghana Water Company Limited a couple of weeks ago gave government a two-week ultimatum to merge the operations of the two companies or they would lay down their tools. They argued that the existence of the two companies amounts to a duplication of functions and a drain on the company's resources. At a media briefing in Accra, the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Ayarega, said the merger will see the head office hold assets of the two entities, while the original offices will be departments that will enter into performance contracts to ensure that there is efficiency.
Cabinet approved the proposals that Ghana Water Company Limited and the Ghana Urban Water Limited should be merged into a single national utility with the head office playing the role of an asset holding company, which will enter into internally delegated performance contracts with the regional departments. So Ghana Water Company Limited and then Ghana Urban Water Limited will merge into one entity. The head office would hold the assets of the two entities merged into one, and then the regional offices will be departments which will enter into performance contracts to ensure that there's efficiency, they meet their targets, and they provide satisfactory services to the regions that they vigorously manage.
Mr. Ayarega also announced that Cabinet has approved a proposal that international businesses or economic transactions similar to loan agreements as defined by Article 1 of the Constitution must receive parliamentary approval before they can be entered into by the executive. This, Mr. Ayarega said, will give clarity to the Ministry of Finance and other agencies on the type of transactions to be taken to Parliament, as well as boost the confidence of businesses that deal with government.
Under our Constitution, Parliament is required to, by modification, determine which transactions are supposed to go to Parliament for approval. The Executive has also been working on the issues because the executive is very concerned about the need for the finance minister and other agencies to have clarity regarding what sort of transactions should go to Parliament for approval, and also to ensure that businesses dealing with Ghana have a certain level of confidence when they are dealing with government. They should know what categories of transactions definitely need to go to Parliament for approval. The first main thing that Cabinet is proposing is that these international business or economic transactions should be transactions similar to a loan.
Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Ayarega.